Hey there, and welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. My name is Armand Sheffy, your host, aka Pastor Fury, and I get the pleasure of being the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the shadows of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this nightly podcast, we take a look at a passage from the day's reading in the McShane Reading Plan, and we dive in for about 5 minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And in today's reading, we read Genesis 24, Matthew 23, Nehemiah 13, and Acts 23. And I was drawn to the events in Matthew and Nehemiah today that got me thinking about loss. There's so many losses in this life that are difficult to endure. I mean, I'm not talking about losing a game or losing a competition or even an argument. I mean, we lose family members or loved ones to sickness, addiction, disease. We lose friends to deceit and betrayals. But there's a loss that has potential to have an even greater spiritual impact on us. It's the loss of perspective. And we see something just like that exhibited by the Pharisees in Matthew today. We are all well aware that these Pharisees in every manner are enemies of the gospel, while they would see themselves as lovers of God. But what they demonstrate completely is they know the law, but do not know God. And this is a dangerous place for them and for any of us, as it gives that false understanding that we are right with God. Those of us who have repented and trusted Jesus with our lives know that is only through Him and His work that we're righteous. But as these Pharisees are not only far from God in heart, they are now even shown to have lost perspective on what matters most in God's law. In Matthew 23, verse 23, Jesus says, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe mint and dill and cumin and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness. These you ought to have done without neglecting the others." The weightier issues, right? They should have known these things, like Psalm 89 told them in verse 14 through 15. "Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Steadfast love and faithfulness go before you." And like Micah 6:8 said, "He has told you, O man, what is good and what the Lord requires of you, but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God." Other passages, instead of saying kindness, they say mercy. This is what Jesus is talking about to them. You forgot about those most important things. These Pharisees lost perspective on what mattered most. They had the light of God's law, but they would ultimately carry it down into the depths of utter darkness as they focus on living lives to show their righteousness instead of devoting themselves to truly being righteous. Are we more concerned about being seen as holy than actually being holy? Are we more concerned with being thought to be wise than actually being wise? I wonder if these Pharisees were genuinely pursuing God at one point and just got off track. It happens slowly and to the best of us. This is one of the great benefits of God's Spirit within us to convict and pursue us, and God's people fellowshipping with us to challenge us and to point us back to the heart of things. I mean, look at what happened in Nehemiah today. They at one point were all in, devoted to God's ways and His word. And then Nehemiah left for a brief time and the mission drifted. They had let greed take over, cheating the priests of their due, ignoring faithfulness to God on the Sabbath, and allowing the house of God to be forsaken. Oh, how this people strong in the Lord had drifted. None of us drift toward God. But without an anchor, we would drift toward godlessness, lack of discipline, disobedience, and compromise. Before we know it, we too would have suffered that dangerous loss, perspective. Pause and ask God today, has the anchor been pulled up? Have I drifted? Let us seek God and His grace to empower us to renew our vision, refresh our faithfulness, and revive our perspective. We need a kingdom perspective that sees God's heart and His priorities above those that we would so often drift towards. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Spirit that convicts, that challenges, that points us back to you, Heavenly Father. I pray that you would do that work within us and you would surround us with the faithful ones as we invest in community that would help us to not drift, but to stay focused and to stay with a holy perspective, one that is obedient to you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you guys, head on over to Five by the Fire and comment on anything that you heard here or anything that you read today. I hope you're enjoying these. Subscribe, rate, and share. And I'll see you back here tomorrow night on Five by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.